One guy who looked very good. He was drafted in the 7th round this past year. I don't know if he just put that picture up on his wall as motivation all year long to say, I'm going to show all the scouts they were wrong.
No.
He scored 85 points in the Western Hockey League, 7th most of all the players drafted last year. Signed a ATO with the Edmonton Oilers to play in OKC and scored a goal in his first game in the American Hockey League. Oilers draft pick Greg Chase joins us. Greg, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Greg. Everybody gets motivated by different things. You know, being drafted is a huge honor, of course. A lot of people have projected you to go higher than you went. Was that a motivation for you all season long to show people that maybe they made a mistake?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, going into the draft, you don't really know what to expect. You know, you see all different kinds of rankings, and you try not to, you know, focus on that too much. And myself, I kind of did that, and I was just hoping to get drafted, and I found myself in a place where I think I could show, you know, the skills that I have, and I think I have what it takes to be a part of the Oilers one day.
What was the biggest thing that changed for you this year that allowed you to take that next offensive step?
The first 2 years of my career, you know, I was playing on a good hockey team and, you know, not playing a lot of big minutes. So I think each year Calgary did a good job of gradually putting me into a big role. I didn't play much as a 16-year-old, third and fourth line minutes, and saw more going into the playoffs as a 16-year-old. And then the last year in my draft year, I played a lot more, and I got to, you know, play some power play and play with the scorers on our team, and got to do a bit of that. And I think coming out this year, I was one of our go-to guys, and just I guess gradually putting me into that instead of throwing me in right away, kind of, you know, it made it a little easier on me. And then I think just going to my first pro camp this summer was a really big step for me. It showed me you know, what I needed to work on this summer and to become a better player and to one day hopefully get there. So it definitely gave me you know, a surge of confidence to know that I could one day play there.
Greg Chase joins us, order draft pick, currently in OKC, playing with the Barons as they try to push to make the playoffs. When you went to that pro camp, Greg, what was the one thing that stood out for you that you needed to improve to be a better player?
I just needed to be better in, you know, at the little things and in all areas. And one thing I noticed a lot was the practice speed and how those guys handle themselves during practices. They're there to work hard, you know, all day, every day, and that's something that I put into my game this year, was working hard at every practice and, you know, improving my speed, which everyone needs to get to the next level, and your size. Everyone knows you need to improve that, but I think it's those little things like working hard every day in practice and controlling your work ethic in the games and all that is a big step for myself, and I think I, you know, improved that a lot this year, and I think that's one of the keys to my success.
Greg, you play the game with, you know, a bit of a bite, and that's something that's lacking a little bit here in this city. Is that something that comes naturally to you, or do you try to add that dimension to your game?
Yeah, I would say it's more natural. You know, I'm a competitor on the ice, and I'm not a guy that wants to go out there and lose. So it's just something that comes to me, and I want to compete and I want to win. And I guess just being a little bit feistier and grittier out there gives my team that chance to, you know, throw a player off his game, or, you know, give a little energy to my team. So I think that's just something that comes naturally.
Greg Chase joins us. Greg, I had Mitch Moreau on the show a few months ago and said he loathed you when he played against you. But, of course, both order draft picks. And as I got to know him, he was a really good guy. But then you go back to the season, you guys have to play against one another. You have that agitator style to you. You know, people say you can give a woodpecker a headache a little bit. But you also have the skill set, you know, to score 85 points. Did you calm down, you know, the verbal sparring this season, or were you just as much of an agitator as you were the previous years, despite putting up 85 points?
No, I definitely, I think that was one of the things that might've hurt me a little bit in my draft year was, you know, the verbal stuff and maybe not being able to control my emotions. But I think I toned that down a bit this year. I still brought some of that to my game, but in right situations where it wasn't going to hurt my team or, you know, my play. And I thought I used it well in the right situations. And I think it was a part of the reason why I had so much success this year was because of that. And channeling that with, you know, the other stuff that I bring to the ice, you know, kind of created a little bit of a different player, I guess, this year.
Greg, you talked about your pro camp and how that helped you to be a better player. You guys had obviously a disappointing end to your season in the Western Hockey League after 103 points. A lot of people thought you and Edmonton were destined in the Eastern Conference Final, but you have a chance to continue your season. You go down to OKC, you score a huge goal with 4 minutes to go in the third period, you know, to get your team into to overtime, and then you guys win that game. How important, what have you learned just in the brief time there in the American League, and how much of a step up is it from the Western League for you?
It's definitely a different step. I mean, the play's a lot faster and the guys are a lot bigger. It's just like a camp. And, like I said, the guys are here to play and they're making money to play here, and it's their job. So, they take it seriously down here. And that's one of the things I learned was this is going to be my job one day. So, you know, you got to fight for your job every day and every game. And whether it's to play higher on the, you know, the food chain, play on a higher line, or to score more goals, or to be up with a big club one day, it's just a fight every day to keep working harder, and that's something I've definitely learned.
Greg, I remember when I was 18, after my junior season, I did the exact same thing and went to Portland in the AHL, but my agent and I kind of went back and forth with it, and it took about a week before we made the decision. Was that a tough decision for you to go to and report to the AHL without a contract?
No, not at all. I got the call, I think the day after we lost out to Cooney. We were on the bus back from Cranbrook, and my agent called me and said, you know, they want me to come down and you know, get into a few games and kind of see how I am, and you know, get me a feel for the hockey down there and the city and stuff. And I think it was definitely a easy decision for myself. I think anytime you can, you know, get this opportunity, not only to prove myself, but to, you know, get comfortable with the guys and the coaching staff and, you know, make a good impression. I think that's something I really wanted to do. And I didn't want to end, you know, playing hockey. Like you said, we had a shortened season, so I wanted to continue playing hockey. I didn't want to have an early summer because, well, I guess until today, it wasn't very nice in Edmonton. So I didn't want to go back there.
Very true. Greg Trace joins. Greg, you go down to OKC. You've got into two games. Of course, you scored that goal. And you know what? You're really in a playoff hunt. And the Barons, when you got there, were on the outside looking in. And with some victories, now you're in seventh place. Just talk about the atmosphere and that playoff push. And, you know, obviously you were in the playoffs in the Western League, but I'm guessing it's intensified even more because this is a lengthy playoff push for these guys.
Yeah, it's definitely been cool to come down here and see, you know, the positivity in the room. And like I said earlier, just all the work these guys put in. And we had a tough practice today. We had a couple of days off, but we had a tough practice today to, you know, make this final push. And it's definitely going to be a fun last couple of games. Everyone's excited, and we all want to be in that playoff spot. And we had a really big weekend against Charlotte this past weekend with two big wins. And it's definitely exciting to be a part of this. And it's cool to come to a different team and be welcomed so easily.
What has Todd Nelson, what are the conversations been like? What's his expectations of you?
They've been, you know, short and sweet. He just wants me to come in here and be a part of the team. He expects me to be like any other player on this team, not to have any other expectations, but to go out there and work hard every night and, you know, do what I do. And I figure so far that myself and my line has done a good job of doing that.
Do you plan on, do you know, are you going to be in the lineup on Friday?
I'm still unsure, but I would love to be in it, that's for sure.
Where have you found yourself right now as sort of a role with line mates? Are you getting any power play or penalty kill time?
Yeah, I'm playing on a line with, it changed the two games I played, but I've been playing with Travis Iwanek and one of the Jones twins, so it's definitely a line that's created a lot of energy for our team in the last couple games, and it's really weird playing with Travis, to be honest, after playing against him for two seasons head-to-head, most of the time him and, like you said, Mitch, and we kind of found a little bit of chemistry the last couple games. We both found ourselves on the score sheet and just creating a lot of offensive chances, and I've been getting a little bit of power play time down here too, and that's been nice.
Can you tell the difference between the Jones twins? Are they identical?
Honestly, the first time I met them at development camp this summer, I was shocked how much they look alike, and it was nice when they came down here. One of them has a beard and one of them shaved, so now we can tell the difference.
Well, Greg, congratulations on an outstanding season for you, 85 points. I know it didn't end the way you and your teammates wanted, but luckily for you, you extended into the AHL. And you guys are now in seventh place, control your own destiny. Five games to go, could finish in the playoffs and hopefully have a longer run there. Good luck.
Thanks, Jason. Appreciate it.